now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable.
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
Hello and welcome to the show. My, it's the perfect time of year, isn't it? The kids are all settled into school. The weather is cool and crisp, but still sunny. And, of course, up here in Canada, our federal election is just about over, and so we can just tuck those politicians back in the cupboard for another few years and hope that it all doesn't go off the rails. On top of that, we have Halloween to look forward to. Of course, I'm speaking of our own hometown, which is Vancouver. For Saris, they're fond of somewhere else. Glasgow.
Thank you.
chased salvation, but just ended up in church. Chasing fame and fortune, I got caught up by the fuzz. Now I'm chasing whiskey, and I always catch my buzz. Yeah! I am the whiskey chaser, and I never get enough. I keep on drinking all that rare old stuff. When the bottle's empty, I reach for one more. I am the whiskey chaser till I pass out on the floor. I got hit in New York City and in Boston and PA. I hit the Bronx and Hell's Kitchen, all the pubs along the way. I'm drinking down to Jersey, I'll head back to the Midwest. Chicago keeps calling where the whiskey tastes the best. So now I'm heading out on the road across the USA. I'm drinking now in this old town, but I'd be on my way. There's lots of other boozes, lots of places yet to see. I won't come back through here until your next delivery. Why? I used to chase the women, but they left me in a lurch. Then I chased salvation, but just ended up in church. Chasing fame and fortune, I got caught up by the fuzz. Now I'm chasing whiskey, and I always catch my buzz. Yeah! I am the whiskey chaser, and I never get enough. I keep on drinking all that rare old stuff. When the bottle's empty, I reach for one more. I am the whiskey chaser till I pass out on the floor. I said I am the whiskey chaser, and I never get enough. I keep on drinking all that rare old stuff. When the bottle's empty,
way to start a program. First a little glimpse of Glasgow, and then the Langer's Ball and Whiskey Chaser. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist. We have some brand new music from a brand new group now. They're from Montreal, a five-piece called Ozer, and they're going to take us on a pony ride. Thank you.
you must be listening to another Celtic soundcheck. Check, check, check.
The best in Celtic music. Best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm going to kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
October 30th at the St. James Hall, Red Moon Road. Treat audiences to an impressive instrumental presentation. A roots drum kit cunningly split between two band members. An acoustic guitar that also sounds its two lowest strings as a bass. Powerhouse lead female vocalists. And a mustachioed man playing mandolin, lap steel, banjo and organ. Tickets available at roguefolk.bc.ca. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts every month. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com and calicopyrite.com, where you find a playlist for today's show with links to the artists. You're listening to Kilt in a Twist, and just like Blackthorn, we are looking to Open Skies. That's the name of their new album, and Queen of Argyle. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Gentlemen, it is my duty to inform you of a beauty. And though I ask of you a favor, not to seek her for a while. Of my own, she is a creature of character and feature, but no words can paint the picture of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, but not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. On that evening that I mentioned, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor shone the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. So my lads, my needs must leave you, my intentions no to grieve you, no indeed would I deceive you, oh I'll see you in a while. I must find a way to gain her, to court her and to tame her, for I feel my heart's in danger from the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could the beauty of the queen of all Argyle.
Thank you.
best contemporary Celtic in Canada, utilizing the latest technology, we're now planet-wide at your friendly iTunes store.
The numbers all go to 11.
Check out our weekly Kilt in a Twist podcast.
Is it any louder? Well, it's one louder, isn't it?
Kilt in a Twist on iTunes, like two peas in a pod. You've got your Kilt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
From Wouter Kellerman in some time, but he does like to bring us the best of African and Celtic elements, a fine flautist with African hornpipe. Yes, he went a long way to gather those musical elements, not as far as Angus Lyon, though, because he went 10,000 miles.
But I'll be back. hide more in these woods.
Song I've ever heard about a wild boar that will suck your blood. Celine Corbell getting us ready for Halloween with Dellum Down. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we have another half a program full of great Celtic music. I'm Patricia Fraser.
La 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 la.
Thank you. bailano che non pare ballarredo. Se io te dico a Compostela, cruceo de banderas e de estrelas, estabas un día Galiza Nova, de todo
Galicia, that was Na Lúa and Os Tempos Son Chegados. The times have arrived. Before that, The She from Italy with a Greta tune, All in One Day. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. The Sultans of String have a new album out called Subcontinental Drift, in which they are joined by sitar master Anwar Khurshid. Here is Enter the Gate.
Thank you. Alan Doyle and Bob Hallett here from Great Big Sea.
And here's another great big beautiful tune on Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
Heard that Great Big Sea, all of the members have started their own solo projects, and who knows if they'll ever get back together again. I truly believe, though, just like all the rivers of the world are gathered together in the ocean, all these members out doing their own thing will gather together once more as Great Big Sea. Maybe a little tour wouldn't hurt you. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we promise the very best of Celtic music. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a Pause for Reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic Play of the Day.
Our Cosmic Celtic Play for today is The Suffolk Miracle by Jim Murray. But first, this thought to ponder from Bernard Berenson. Miracles happen to those who believe in them.
Squire lived in our town. He was a man of high renown, and he had one daughter, a beauty bright, and the name he gave her was his heart's delight. Many young men to court came, but none of them could a favor gain, till there came one of low degree, and above them all she fancied he. But when her father he came to know that his lovely daughter loved this young man so, over 50 miles sent her away, all to deprive her of a wedding day. night as she lay in her bedroom, her love appeared from out the gloom. He kissed her cheek and this did say, arise my darling and come away. It's with this young man she got on behind, and they rode faster than any wind. They rode on for an hour or more, till he cries, my darling, my head feels sore. A Holland handkerchief she then pulled out, and with it bound his aching head about. She held him closer, and this did say, my love, you're colder than any clay. Gate. He says, get down, love, for the hour is late. Get down, love, and go to bed. And I'll see this gallant horse is groomed and fed. And when she came to her father's hall, who's that, who's that? Her own father called. 'Tis I, dear father, did you send for me? By such a messenger naming me. Oh no, dear daughter, that cannot be. Your words are false and you lie to me. For on yon mountain your true love died, and in the graveyard his body lies. So straightways there went this maiden brave, and with her friends she exposed the grave. And there his body, though 6 weeks dead, with a Holland handkerchief all around his head.
Keeping with a little bit of spookiness, we'll be bringing into the show between now and Halloween, Jim Moray and the Suffolk Miracle. Thanks so much for joining us today on Kilt in a Twist. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Cal Copyright Communications. Our producer is Cal Code. We are going out on Dervish and Waylands. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Calcopyrite Communications.